जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी, जय गोपीचन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी, जय गोपीचन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरवन चारी, यमुना तीरवनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी, जय गोपीचन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी, जय गोपीचन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी, जय मिश्रभाजपराजराजकाचार्य अष्टोदश शेषमद्री भक्ति विधान सामिश्र प्रभाव, जम शपाद परमहंस भजकाचार्य श्रीमद हिस्ट्री फाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर श्री प्रभुपाद की जय, अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय, नमाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय, प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय, श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय, वृंदावन मथुराधाम की जय, मायापुर नवदीप धाम की जय, पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय, कलिग पावन श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय, निताय गौर प्रेमानंद, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरुवान श्री गौरांग। Want to come more closer if possible? come closer. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam. Tato Chayam Udiraye. Nashta Prayeshva Bhadreshu. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavati Uttama Shloke. Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1st, Chapter 13, Dhritarashtra Quits Home, Text 56. Dhvasta Maya Gunodarko Niruddha Karnashaya Nivartita Khilahara Aste Stano Rivachala Tasyantarayo Maivabhu Sanyasyaste Khilakarmana Dhvasta Maya Gunodarko Niruddha Karnashaya Nivartita Khilahara Aste Stano Rivachala Tasyantarayo Maivabhu Sanyasyasta Khilakarmana Dhvasta Maya Gunodarko Niruddha Karnashaya Nivartita Khilahara Aste Stano Rivachala Tasyantarayo Maivabhu Sanyasyastra Khilakarmana
Thank you.
माता जी word by word meaning dhvasta being destroyed maya guna the modes of material nature udarka after effects niruddha being suspended karuna ashaya the senses and the mind senses and the mind nivartita stop akhila all ahara food for the senses aste is sitting stanu immovable eva like achala fixed tasya his antaraya hindrances ma eva never like that abhu be sanyasta renounce akhila all sorts karmana material duties translation and preferred by his divine grace is Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada translation he will have to suspend all the actions of the senses even from the outside and will have to be impervious to interactions of the senses which are influenced by the modes of material nature. After renouncing all material duties, he must become immovably established beyond all sources of hindrances on the path. Purport. Dhritarashtra had attained by the yogic process the stage of negation of all sorts of material reaction. The effects of the material modes of nature draw the victim to indefatigable desires of enjoying matter. But one can escape such false enjoyment by the yogic process. Every sense is always busy in searching for its food, and thus the conditioned soul is assaulted from all sides and has no chance to become steady in any pursuit. Maharaj Yudhishthir was advised by Narada not to disturb his uncle by attempting to bring him back home. He was now beyond the attraction of anything material. The material modes of nature, the gunas, have their different modes of activities. But above the material modes of nature is a spiritual mode which is absolute. Nirguna means without reaction. The spiritual mode and its effect are identical. Therefore, the spiritual quality is distinguished from its material counterpart by the word Nirguna. After the complete suspension of the material modes of nature, one is admitted to the spiritual sphere, and action dictated by the spiritual modes is called devotional service or bhakti. Bhakti is therefore nirguna, attained by direct contact with the absolute. ओम ज्ञान तिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजना शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितां येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकं। नमो ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। So, in this verses, we are seeing Srila Narad Muni trying to console Yudhishthir Maharaj. Yudhishthir Maharaj was very much concerned. He was devastated by the sudden disappearance of his uncles and aunt. He had never expected something like this. His uncle will quit. Right. And he was so virtuous. He was taken that kind of responsibility. Even he was mistreated throughout his life. He didn't take it negatively. He didn't hold any grudges towards his uncle. That's a real Vaishnava. He was exhibiting the perfect Vaishnava qualities. And Vidura, although he was inserted so many years before, he also kind of gave up his grudges towards his brother. And he came back to instruct him. He knew that it's a very tough task. he was not like a taskmaster, everything gets done, whatever he wants. But he had to do this kind of very sensitively, very carefully, trying to awaken the soul of Dhritarashtra. We must understand the situation, how difficult it was. Throughout his life he was just attached to his Rashtra, his nation, bodily attachments. He went through a lot of insecurity problems. Throughout his life he was insecure. Because who will win the war? If my sons don't win, they don't become the king, then what will happen to me? The bodily conception of life puts one in such kind of insecurity. Identity crisis. What? Who am I? Right? So, he went through a really very difficult phase of his life earlier, to the extent of getting affected by the nepotism. His own children should be the king. I can't allow others to be in that position. And somewhere someone was mentioning that as a king, he should have been equal. As a leader, he should have been equal to everyone. He should be even equally treating his neighbors. But somehow that kind of awakening had not happened. To see everyone equally, leaders have to be equal to everyone. Pandita Samadarshan. If there is a bias, then they can't function properly. So Vidura, he understood this kind of very real, the root cause of the problem. The root cause of the problem is his bodily conception of life. His thinking that he is the body and his extension to the body, or his Dhritarashtra, very determined for his Rashtra. And we know we are in Maharashtra. So, what is happening here? We can get a glimpse. One state, what is happening? Not even complete tenure, but in between, leaders are changing. But anyway, that's a part of life we are witnessing. So, Vidura wanted to elevate him. He wanted to kind of give up all his previous grudges and came back with great determination, more than the determination of Dhritarashtra. Isn't it? The preacher has to be very, very determined not to give up, never give up. God also does not give up on us. Therefore, he keeps sending a lot of his representatives so that we come out of this cycle of birth and death. Life after life, we are suffering in this material world, thinking that I am this material body, everything belongs to me, I am the controller, I am the master. There's a very deep-rooted, extremely deep-rooted mentality. We are also very determined not to give up to this Rashtra, to our identification with this material body. So when Vidura came, he was very, very elevated, because he was out for more than 3 decades. He was on the pilgrimage trying to meet so many saints. He learned from them. He met Maitreya Muni. He met Uddhava. So many great saints he met, and his consciousness was elevated. He had understood the real swartha, or the real interest of any person is in his own soul. If he doesn't understand his own soul, his own identity in this human form of life, then the entire human form of life is waste. Right? And he was also very aware that Kali Yuga is going to come very soon. This story is from previous age, Dwapara Yuga. Things were quite better. And even at that time, Vibhura was so aware that this Kali Yuga is going to come and we should be extremely cautious. We cannot be inattentive. If we become little inattentive, Maya is going to capture. Kali Yuga is going to influence us so fast. And he could see that this Kali Yuga is coming so fast. Although Yudhishthira Maharaj is ruling the kingdom, but the symptoms of Kali Yuga had already manifested. People were quarreling, fighting, so many on-petty issues. Things were like started. And before that, he wanted to redeem his brother. He was thinking that my brother should not suffer in this kind of situation. He's so old. He's so close to death. And of course, his previous lives, there are stories about who was in his previous lives. We'll not go into that. But whatever activities he had done in his previous life, he was suffering. He was getting the results of his activities. And if he continues like this, then what will happen? He is going to be again taking birth in which species we don't. So therefore he came, and as we know that he had very strong words he used. But he could actually connect with his brother. It was not like it is said that operation is successful and patient is dead. Right? We do a lot of preaching and person goes away. They don't want to hear again from that person. Right? But here he did very difficult surgery without any anesthesia. And the patient was normal. He became normal actually. So Dhritarashtra could actually, he was very fortunate in that sense. I was just trying to reflect on Dhritarashtra a little bit. Many have scolded him and given a lot of lashes throughout the lectures. But when we reflect on his life now he's a different Dhritarashtra. Right? He's not the same person. He realized his mistake. He gave up that mentality of being attached to his rashtra. Now his focus was a different rashtra. And that is his own soul. He was trying to focus on his own self. What I am doing for myself. I tried to do so much for country, my relatives. And what happened? Nothing has happened. I'm here. Bhima is coming every day and scolding me. So he was going through that kind of phase of his life. Very difficult phase at old age. Somebody is not taken care. In today's time, people are sent to old age homes. Very sad situation. Nobody likes old people, right? Little bit, somebody becomes old and nobody likes, they just start scolding them. And they become helpless. They are like small children. They should be taken care according to Vedic civilization, culture. They should be taken care. They should not be allowed to go anywhere. And here Dhritarashtra was in that condition. He was very helpless in that sense. And Vidura, he actually awakened him. He realized that, yes, what I'm doing here. His focus completely changed. That, yes, he understood, he went through tremendous repentance, the fire of repentance he went. He regretted all his activities. And through that repentance, he became purified of all his sinful activities. It was such repentance. He understood that, yes, this is wrong. what I did is wrong. I should not have done such kind of things. But time was very short now. And he had to take a decision at such stage of his life for his ultimate purification. Such a decision that hardly anybody can think of. After 50, 60, they just want to settle and live a very cozy life. But even at that age, he must be more than 150 years age. According to certain calculations, maybe more. And he left. That was, he left. Without telling even his own secretary, Sanjaya. And he knew that it would be a great devastation in his home, his palace, his room will be empty, everyone will be searching and whatnot. But he knew that, yes, he has to take that decision and to go. Time was very less for him. He had just few days left in his body. But his soul was extremely determined. So we can understand if somebody can become determined even at this stage. Srila Prabhupada explains that even a late beginner in Krishna consciousness can make tangible progress. One should not think that it is late, I wasted my life and I don't have time. Even whatever time one has, one should take the process very seriously. Because we don't know how much time we have. We keep delaying, okay, after 1 year, 2 years, and years after years, decades after decades pass, but we don't take the process seriously. So Dhritarashtra in that sense was very, very fortunate. And it is said that every saint had a past, and every sinner has a future. So even somebody has committed so many sinful activities, but if he takes the process of atonement, that kind of austerity if he takes, he's very grateful to whoever has guided him on this path, on the right path, there is still hope. And Srila Prabhupada explains that the real atonement is the process of Krishna consciousness. In today's time, if somebody does some kind of crime, then punishment is given. Some kind of punishment is given, monetary punishment or corporal punishment or prison kind of thing. The purpose of the punishment is to change the person, change the mentality of the person. But if the person is not changing after taking punishments, atonement, then that punishment has no value. And therefore Srimad Bhagavatam explains that this is like Kunjara Shauchavat. It is like elephant's bath. Elephant will go in the water and throw water all over his body and become very nice clean. And when he comes out, he sees the dirt, and he will put that dirt and again put on his body. So what is the use of such kind of bathing? Kunjara Shauchava. It is like an elephant's bath. So therefore, committing sinful activities, taking atonement, and again committing sinful activities is like elephant's bath. It has no value. And therefore Srila Prabhupada explains that the real atonement is taking the process of Krishna consciousness. Means with great determination, one should be able to overcome the previous conditionings. That is the main purpose. One should not get again addicted to previous conditioning. There will be lot of kind of temptations, distractions. Again conditioning may come up. But again one should become determined and try to remain focused on the path. Somebody asked Prabhupada, what if I don't have determination? Prabhupada said, then you are no better than two-legged animals. It's very strong. Prabhupada is using very strong words. Animals don't have determination. Human beings should have determination to pursue on the path. The path will become difficult more and more. One should not think that now I am very comfortable and everything is happening according to my desires. One must take on this path of detachment or the path of Krishna consciousness. One is on this path, Srila Prabhupada explains that one is declaring a war against material energy, illusory energy. So that is the real purpose of people in Krishna consciousness, devotees in Krishna consciousness. One should not get deviated, one should not get distracted. And especially the sannyasis, he became sannyasta akhila karmana, renounce all material duties. One has renounced all the material duties. The real purpose of sannyas is to reach to that stage by taking shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. Not get deviated. And we know somebody was telling a few days before the story of Avanti Brahmana. He became detached. He realized. And he kind of quoted one shloka, which is a very, very important shloka. Those who are on this path of Krishna consciousness or sannyas. Etam sastaya paratmanishta adhyasita purvatar maharshavi aham tarishyami durantaparam tamo mukundhangi nishevayeva. That I shall cross over this material ocean, nisayas. It's a big ocean. This material world is a big ocean of nisayas, ignorance. How will I cross over? By taking shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, Mukundangri, who gives the liberation. He is the Supreme Lord. Anybody who has taken the shelter at his lotus feet, one should not have any fear. Abhaya Charana Ravindare. One should not have any fear. He will protect. Even the path may be difficult. He will protect. And one should be very determined. And we know that what Avanti Brahmana went through. People were ridiculing him, troubling him, spitting on him. When he was going to eat some food, they would snatch away that food from him and trouble him so much. But he was determined. He told that they are not cause of my problems. Who is the cause of my problem? My own mind. My own mind is the cause of problem. They're innocent. They don't know. So my mind is only cause of problem. So that kind of realization he got by taking shelter of the Supreme Lord. And here Dhritarashtra, he was also very determined. He was ready to accept whatever difficulties are going to come. And he was extremely determined to achieve the perfection of his life. And he had left home. And here Narad Muni is explaining to Yudhishthir Maharaj that because when Yudhishthir Maharaj was in anxiety, Narad Muni appeared. Narad Muni could understand that, yes, Yudhishthira Maharaj is not an ordinary person. When he is coming into anxiety, he is worried about, his anxiety has to be sorted out at a different level. And Narad Muni came and he explained what is going to happen to him. And he told that, do not try to bring him back again. Because he is not going to come, that is one thing. And now he is beyond material modes of nature. He has transcended all these material modes. So he doesn't have any attachment in this palace. This palace will be like a prison house for him. So don't bring. He has become liberated. Vidura has liberated Dhritarashtra from the prison of his mental conditioning. He was in the prison of his own mental conditioning. He was imagining to be king. He was imagining to be in that palace. But was that palace? Was he going to see that palace? He was not able to see that palace. It was just in his mind. That attachment was within his mind. And Vidura had successfully severed that knot. As soon as that attachment was broken, he could see everything in a different way. His goal was different. His focus was different. So when this bodily conception of life puts one into duality, it puts into duality because that's how we are born in this material world. Lord Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita that Icha Dvesha Samuthena Dvanda Mohena Bharata Sarva Bhutani Sammoham Sarge Yanti Param Tapa. Why we have born in this material world? What is the purpose? Why we are identifying with this material body, which is like a prison? Because desire and hate. Icha Dvesha Samuthena Dvanda Mohena Bharata. As soon as a living entity had this kind of duality, Icha Dvesha, is put into Dvandva, is put into dualities. And therefore, when somebody is put in dualities, one will identify either with a man or woman, honor, dishonor, fame, infame. All these heat, cold, all these dualities are affecting us. Because we are identifying with this material body. That's how we are born in this material world. We have this material body. But are we this material body? Are we man? Or are we female? Our identification is so strong. This bodily identification is so strong. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, elevate our consciousness, elevate our identity. That we are not this material body which we are identifying with for so long. We are not even kind of particular religion or country. But the soul is completely higher than that. Soul is beyond all these dualities. The soul is completely eternal, full of knowledge, full of bliss. That is the nature of the soul. And when soul is in this material world, in this body, it is transmigrating to so many species and suffering. So therefore these kind of dualities can be overcome in the human form of life. This human form of life is very, very precious. One should not waste unnecessarily. Every moment is very important. Every day is so important. We just went through a big kind of era of pandemic. Everyone is so afraid. We are so close to death. we are thinking that, oh, if this will happen to me, if I will I live or die? But Srila Prabhupada, he kind of awaken us to the different level of pandemic. Srila Prabhupada, he went to Western world and his purpose was to awaken everyone. Vidura awakened Dhritarashtra. He understood, yes, his real goal of life. He became more determined to perfect his life. And Srila Prabhupada was told by his spiritual master 100 years before, that please take this message of Krishna consciousness, Lord Chaitanya's message, and preach in the Western world. It was a very difficult task. He knew that it's not a small task. He was preparing, he was, throughout so many years, decades he was preparing. And even at that old age, he took that journey to the West on a cargo ship. What was the purpose? Why so much difficulty to take him, connecting a soul, bringing a soul back to his original abode, Krishna's abode? We don't know it. How much Prabhupada struggled, how much Prabhupada has cried for us to give this process of Krishna consciousness, to make it so easily accessible. And it was not an easy task to preach to these Western people, and so many Western people come here in temple and we see the reaction, how people react. Devotees, sometimes they come and comment me that, oh, what is the use of preaching to them? They will never become devotees. So, Prabhupada had that faith. Yes, my guru has told me to talk to them, to preach to them, to guide them, to bring them Krishna consciousness. Because he tried. Srila Prabhupada tried in India. But people were not ready. They were not ready to awaken. Right? He was trying to help everyone, trying to bring everyone to Krishna consciousness, but they are not. But Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj told that you go to West, because when these Westerners come to India, then Indian people will take it seriously. 100 years before he could envisage this kind of prophecy, he understood. Indians have a lot of spiritual knowledge, spiritual Vedic culture. We are really extremely fortunate. We need to just understand that. But we should also understand the material energy is extremely powerful. It will not allow you to take the process so easily. Because when you get something easily, we don't realize its value. When we get something after a lot of struggle, then we understand how valuable it is. So even somebody may get an association of devotees, material energy will enter there and try to divide, try to find faults. It will not allow one to remain determined on the path. Instead of seeing the good qualities, one will go and find the faults. That's the problem. Therefore, when our vision is impaired like this, then we'll see the faults. When the vision is impaired with the negativity, one will see faults, commit offenses, negativity, depression, anxiety. All these things will come when one is seeing through the lens of negativity. Through the microscope of negativity, somebody is finding a fault. Vision is same, the eyes are same, but what we see, how we see, if we have faults, we will see faults in others. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj should tell, I am honeycomb of faults, therefore I see all faults in others. But when one somebody sees through the lens of positivity, one will see amazing opportunities, amazing talents, amazing potential one will see. One will not get affected by the negativity. So therefore our vision has to change. Dhritarashtra's vision was changed by Vidura. Spiritual master comes and guides us. He instructs us so much. Do not find faults with devotees. Vaishnava Parad. Chant attentively. So many instructions have been given. So many yatras. So much prasadam. So many kathas and kirtans. But in spite of that, the tendency to find fault doesn't go away. Right? So therefore it is so important that how we purify our own self. If we are not determined to purify our own self, we'll get affected by the external material energy very easily. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada, I was reading in that verse, purport of Bhagavad Gita. Yesham tvantagatam papam yejananam punna karma. Te dvanda moha nirmukta bhajante mam dhridavrata. Who can worship Lord Krishna with great determination? We are born with ichcha and dvesha. That has to get eradicated first. Yesham tu antagatam papam. One who has eradicated his sinful activities in this life and in his previous life. Te dvanda moha nirmukta. They have become freed from all these dualities. Desire and hate. He bhajante mam drudavrata. Such souls will worship me with great determination. And Srila Prabhupada explained that those who have acted piously, who have followed the regulative principles of religion throughout their life, only they will be able to take the process of devotional service with great determination. It is not just the external. Krishna consciousness is not an external process. Externally one may like a pose to be a devotee or renounce so many things. But what is our internal? What is our internal consciousness? That is very important. Krishna is observing that. Once somebody came to Srila Prabhupada and kind of trying to impress Srila Prabhupada and was telling, Srila Prabhupada, I have renounced everything. Srila Prabhupada could understand this kind of pride kind of thing coming in his heart. Srila Prabhupada told him, what do you have to renounce? You don't have anything to renounce. You have to renounce the thought that you have something to renounce. You have to renounce your false ego. That you have to have something to renounce. That the false ego is so strong that even after renunciation, one may become proud of that renunciation. So therefore, how much one should be humble? Right? Srila Prabhupada was very elevated. He was very, very at a high level. So even that kind of pride he could understand. Yes, this kind of pride is coming. So he could immediately cut that pride. So therefore the material energy, the subtle energy of mind, intelligence, false ego is so strong. It will keep giving us different kind of identities. That you are now, even as a sadhu, you are such a wonderful preacher. Just look how many followers you have. You have few extra K. Thousands followers. So that for to get that K, people are struggling so hard. one should struggle hard to get real K, and that is Krishna, not the thousands of followers, right? K or M, right? We have both K and M. K M Munshimar. Our Gopinath is both K and M. So he is beyond everything. When we have Gopinath, we don't have to worry about anything. So therefore, we have to become free from all these kind of temporary designation, temporary followership. It will be there for some time, not for long. We have to be detached. Sri Bhakti Tirth Maharaj, in fact, when he was in his last stages, it's very amazing that when he was detected with cancer, he was so at a different level. At that time, he wrote a lot of books. I mean, he kept writing, dictating, and he was telling that I am simply a beggar in front of Krishna. Krishna should accept me as a simple, humble servant. I have to be free from all the identities. I am not Guru. I am not a big Kirtaniya. I am not a big speaker. I am not a big leader. I have written so many books, but I am not that. Krishna allowed me to do all those things. All these various kind of identities he was relinquishing. So therefore, soul is very, very pure in nature. Every soul is a special soul. It is very pure in nature. But in the conditioned state, it has forgotten. And we are identifying with this material body, material world. But when we take shelter of the process, process may be difficult at some times. One may feel that, oh, so many problems. I have taken this process and suddenly so many problems have come up. But when somebody has taken the shelter in lotus feet of Lord Krishna, one should not have any fear. At any stage of life, one should start. One should not think that maybe after some years, when I become old, that time I will do. No, time is going very fast. Time is not going to wait for anyone. Sooner the better. And especially this month of Kartik is very, very special. And the more we hear about the kathas of Krishna's kathas, Krishna's stories, how Krishna kills so many demons, that will purify our heart. And especially Srila Prabhupada, who has kind of went to Western world, awakened so many people and came back here again and has given this Mahamantra, the simple process of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, which has all the potencies stored. Krishna's all potencies are stored in the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So when we take that Hare Krishna Mahamantra very sincerely, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare. Srila Prabhupada explains that Krishna consciousness is not an artificial imposition on the mind. It is the original natural energy of the living entity. That Krishna prem which was not available in previous ages, which was hidden, Lord Chaitanya came to give that very easily. Very easily he has given the simple Mahamantra, the simple association of devotees, taking Krishna prasad, doing seva. One can perfect one's life. Hare Krishna. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम।